Iodine, not news, with Neil and Jonas. All right, let's go.
What song was that?
Oh, that was Lil Yachty, Minnesota.
Oh yeah, I didn't know.
You don't know that song?
No, I was just
literally one of his biggest songs. Oh. You know that song, Alan?
Yeah.
Word?
I'm not a big Lil Yachty guy.
Okay, yeah, fair. But
I definitely heard that song.
Man, yeah. You guys like Lil Canoe?
Yeah.
There's a little Yachty and there's a little canoe.
Yeah.
A little ski-doo.
little raft. little banana boat. He's Cuban. That's the Cuban one.
Little life fest.
Yeah.
He can't swim.
Speaking of the boats, man, get off the boat, man. Get onto the island, man. Get on here, man. Get on here. Yeah.
Man, we're here on the island. Thank you so much for coming by. We got Jonas here. Absolutely. Praise on, dude.
Yeah, you sound better every time.
Thank you, man. I'm Neil. And of course, on the ones and twos, we got our boy, Alan Santiago.
Oh, whoop, whoop.
And
Santiago.
This show, you know, we're trying to talk about some new stuff.
Right.
But I just want to check in, you know, how you doing, man?
Dude, I'm good. You know, it's been okay. It's been interesting. I'm learning stuff. Mm. You understand?
Yeah. How are your bowel movements, man?
Dude, you know, they've been a little bit more regular lately.
Good.
Especially, you know what I like? I've been liking Brussels sprouts. Love Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts for your poo?
Yeah. Because you know what I don't understand? I'm learning this now as you get older. I don't know if you notice this, but there are adults who don't like vegetables.
Yeah.
That blows me away.
Well, that is, isn't it?
First of all, I didn't even know that was possible. I didn't know you could be an adult and not like vegetables. I wish someone told me that as a kid.
Listen, man, I have some very close people in my life that are adults that don't like vegetables.
And most of them are white, are they?
Yes, it's true.
And it's true they are.
And it's true.
I just don't understand.
Why don't white adults like vegetables?
What is it?
Why don't y'all like vegetables?
What do you guys have against
it? You can't just keep eating Doritos.
Yeah. You going to live on Wendy's? I don't understand.
Four for four. Four for four quad bypass
surgery. Oh, my God, dude.
Okay? I can't believe it.
Here's what makes me angry. If you don't like vegetables, cool. Uh-huh. Don't go to, like, vegetable, like, base. Dude, I watched a guy go into, like, a fucking Chipotle.
Yeah.
And all this guy was just ordering meat and rice. Just cleaned out the inventory of just meat and rice in one bowl. The guy was like, you don't want some fajita veggies? The guy was like, get that fucking spoon away from my house. I was like, yo.
More queso. I need more queso. Put it on there.
Dude, that's all he got.
Just
rice.
Slides. Going straight from the gym. You know what I mean?
Dude, I used to work at Subway. There were people like that, dude. They would
oh
come in
God.
And they would just nothing but no
dude.
Vegetables.
Oh my God.
And my skin
man.
Would crawl.
Homies. Growing up, man, going to Subway, man. You know, I like to go into Subway, Jones. I like to have a little fun.
Right. It's unhealthy, but I like it.
It's not good for you.
At all.
If you're in a pinch.
All bread,
Subway,
sugar.
Get it done.
It gets it done.
It gets it done. So, you know, you go in, you get a little, maybe you're feeling sweet on chicken teriyaki. You know,
right.
A little spinach, a little onion, green pepper.
Right.
You know, you spice it up.
Right.
Okay.
A tax-paying citizen.
These motherfuckers go in and get a foot-long white turkey, no cheese. Can you spit on it? I got a used condom. You can throw that shit on there. It's so just like, what do you do? What are you eating for?
Dude, this was what I got a lot of, man. Subway, man. This is what I got a lot of, man. Like, someone come in, especially down south, man. First of all, they want extra mayo. Offer it.
Oh, yeah.
White bread, extra mayo. They'll tell you what they want. Double meat.
Double meat.
Offer it. You understand? They want, and it's just, and it's something fucking gross. Like a cold cut combo.
Oh, yeah.
Just, I want a cold cut combo. And I want you to put salami and pepperoni on that.
Oh.
And then can you also take the freaking the cheese steak, the Philly cheese? Dude, just insane. Double meat.
Yo, can you put some meatballs outside of it on top?
Dude, no vegetables.
Wow. No vegetables.
A lot of nitrates.
What a very specific mineral.
The nitrate levels. That's fucking hilarious. The aluminum content seems high.
I was handing him a sandwich. Gotta watch your nitrate.
You sure you don't want any vegetables?
Dude, I didn't know that was a thing. Dude, I know very deal male comic friends.
Yeah.
Dude, actively.
Oh yeah.
Proudfully, like proud boys, don't like vegetables. You know, so Trump is a perfect example.
Yo, right.
Blows me away. We had a president who openly did not like vegetables.
And yeah, he was all about McDonald's.
Yeah.
Get a Big Mac or whatever, cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty lit for a while. I mean, I remember when we had that chicken, Popeye's chicken shortage.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he had all of them in the White House. That should have been the real riot. How is there no
Popeye's?
Right. How has there been no Popeye chicken sandwiches out here for 5 months?
Dude.
And here goes Orange Face here.
He was like, he's something too where he drank like Diet Coke every day or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Diet Coke button.
Yeah.
Had the button. That's
we
right.
Talked about that. We talked about button. That. Yes, we
the
did.
The fucking button.
The
dude.
Diet Coke button.
I don't know, man. He was gross, man. But are these comics white? Were they white?
Yeah, white.
Because I'm just saying, there's something with whiteness and not liking vegetables.
And I ask him, and I always ask him, when people say, like, yo, I don't like vegetables, I'm like, how's your bathroom experience?
Right. No, because this is
yes.
This is the main thing. You're suffering.
Yes.
You hear that they are suffering. Yes. You're suffering.
Yes.
And yet, you just want to take those hard, you know,
right.
Juicy, sloppy, we all been there.
You want to just paint your toilet. That's what you just try. That's what you want
to
do.
You're trying to Jackson Pollock
your
toilet bowl.
You just want to make a Basquiat all over your toilet seat.
You just want to make an Apple
screensaver
all in your seat.
Just a Warhol in the whirlpool. That's what you want to do. Listen, dude. You could have just one broccoli would make such a difference.
It really would. Or you know, I mean, broccoli. It really would. Man.
Broccoli, bananas.
Bananas are good. Papaya.
Papaya.
Just something alive.
Yeah.
Why does everything have to be dead?
Everyone has to
before you put it in your mouth.
Yeah.
Got to be processed and dead.
Yeah, I mean everything.
Get
dude.
It away, you know.
Now, and here's my thing. I don't know if this is a valid argument, but some people were not born around vegetables. Like some people weren't exposed to it.
Sure, they weren't raised on vegetables.
That's not a valid excuse to me, though.
Because I was raised on fast food.
You were raised on Indian food.
No, man.
Isn't that where your skin came from?
My skin came from a lot of stuff that doesn't have to do with food.
Oh.
I don't think. I don't think my skin came from the food directly.
Okay.
But no, we had a time in our family where, you know, remember when fast food wasn't bad yet?
That's true. There was a
it
time.
It was convenient. It was the late 90s, early aughts. It was convenient. We
weren't
so
aware.
We were always out doing activities and shit. So it's like I would eat maybe breakfast at home, lunch at school, dinner outside.
Wow.
And I was just living like that. And it wasn't until I was like 22 that at time where I was like, oh shit, I gotta start eating like something, like it was salad,
right?
You know,
so that never came at all from your parents, like, yo?
No, I mean, kind of they preached eating like wellness in general, but there wasn't any like real like diet. I guess my dad knows a lot about diet,
but the but the Indian cuisine is pretty healthy though.
It is pretty healthy. It's based in rice.
Yeah, so it's pretty much plants, and you didn't have any of that.
Good spices that are good. No, we had it.
Right,
we had it, of course, but it wasn't like the main staple.
Okay,
you know, for a while.
See, it's different because with island food is not necessarily the healthiest, but it's rich.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So the rice. The plantains, like, you know, fried, everything is fried, like it's rich,
yeah,
but it's not really healthy. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, you know, it took a while, like, and it was cool because my dad was like the first one in our family. He was just like, he spearheaded the whole thing. He was like, yo, first off, we're gonna switch up the oil that we're using to cook with. You know, he was like so ahead. He got on our whole nerves though, but he was like so ahead of his time. He was like, yo, I want to use like real black beans, no more like processed.
He's like, we're gonna use THC oil.
CBD
oil. Okay, I got this butter.
Just Dude, I mean, yeah. So, I mean, someone has to or else expose you to it.
No, yeah, definitely. I think it is more part of a Eastern tradition. But I say Eastern, but I also think, like, Mexicans are also in this. Like, you have a more kind of holistic approach to life. Like, you know, I want to eat what the land gives me rather than, like, I'm going to process it, send it. But it's, you know. Yeah.
It's more natural.
It's more natural kind of.
Right.
With nature. Whereas Western society, when we think of Western, we think of America. Mm-hmm. But, like, yeah, America, you know, European.
Right.
Eurocentric societies.
But you know that's slowly changing across the board. Like, now it's,
it
like.
Is.
It's no longer like an Eastern or Western thing.
Right. It's all, yeah.
Now it's just, it's a generational thing. Now it's, like, this generation. Mm. Is not interested in, like, what the earth. Now it's like this generation just wants to use food delivery.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's no longer like a Eastern, like, it's like, no, now it's because technology unified everything. Social media is unified.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's like, this is, you know, like, there's no difference now between the youth here and in, like, Spain. They both want the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
You know, it's because social media has just unified that.
Right, right. No, you do, like, yoga is. As popular as it's ever been. Mindfulness.
Yes, yoga's big.
You
mindfulness.
Know, chai, mm-hmm. Turmeric.
Mm-hmm. What is chai? I like it a lot.
I think it's spices.
Really?
I think chai is a British thing.
Really?
I think the British, it came from the British liking tea.
Mm-hmm.
Tea time.
Right.
Go down.
Tea time.
Yes, we'll discuss our financiers with our financiers. The trouble we're having.
Watch your first, like, pilot meeting be at BBC as they pull this.
Ricky Gervais is going to kill you.
What the hell are you doing?
Dude.
Thinking.
Idris Elba's there.
Oh, yeah.
He's just mad.
Silent, mad, British.
Yeah. Dude.
Silent man and British. But yeah, man, the British folk,
mm-hmm.
they would like the tea time.
Yeah.
And so the Indians, when they did it in India,
mm-hmm.
Indians were like, we put a little spice in this.
Yeah.
So they put, you know, some of the pepper, it's kind of like a peppercorn type right. thing, whatever chai is made out of. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure, leaves,
right.
But the spice. All that.
Right.
That was added in India. It's a remix.
One of the biggest historical mistakes I think India did was introduce spices to white people. They shouldn't have never did that. That's what they shouldn't have did. They should have blocked off the roads.
Yeah.
And
blocked off.
They should have blocked off everything. All the Silk Roads, all of it. Block all of it off. And they should have just kept it to themselves and just shared it with nothing but the black countries. Because there were wars that started over this.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Trade wars.
Right. At first. The Europeans were doing business with the Indians, and they just went and just said whatever, just took over.
I know.
You know?
Yeah, at first it was an exchange. Same with the slave trade.
Right.
Like, I was watching this documentary, this guy mm-hmm. went back to Benin, Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Benin?
Mm-hmm. Why would he do that?
See, he's a chef, and he wants to go back and find out, like, where African-American mm-hmm. food came from
Is this High Hog?
Yeah. Yes.
High on the Hog.
Yeah. I want to watch it. I haven't watched
it. Oh, yeah. Alan and I watched it.
Really?
Oh, my God. Right.
I was there.
I was there. But yeah. the crazy thing was, like,
I'm happy you watched it, by the way. I was very interested. Like, it's in my list.
Yeah, but the interesting thing was, like, the slave trade part. He was like, the African, you know, leaders were actively engaging in the slave trade. Like,
yes.
They were like, all right, let's do business. We have slaves.
Yeah.
You know? And but then the like, I don't know how it got whatever, but then white people were like, all right, so we're not gonna do the business part. We're just gonna take all of it.
Yes.
But maybe they did the business part, but it just kinda didn't feel like that.
Yeah, no, it just eventually becomes a takeover.
You know what's funny? We only watched it because Neil clicked random on Netflix.
Really?
Yeah, you clicked
Dude, Netflix has this like random play button now. Where if you're just like you've seen everything you want to see on Netflix and you're just like in a coma, you can just inject me with whatever you think Netflix algorithm. And we had a great time. I had a great time, you know.
Is it like a one episode thing or is it like a docu-series?
It's a series, man. And the host is this like detached
W. Kamau Bell.
Dude, no.
Oh, they always put him in stuff like it's always anything black related, they always put him in. You'll see his nappy afro and I'll be like, dude, get off the screen. every time.
Oh, my God.
Dude. Hilarious comic, though.
Oh, brilliant.
Very hilarious.
What's
I love
the W
him.
Stand for?
Nobody. I don't know. I don't
Nobody
know.
Nobody knows.
Washington, maybe? It's probably Washington. It's probably Washington.
Wallaby?
We can Google this. I don't know why.
What is the W in
Hold on, let me ask Google.
About?
Let me ask Google.
No, that you're going to just a free ad for Google. Ask.
Oh, you're right. They got to pay us.
They got to Google. You got to pay us. Right.
Just bleep all this. Bleep all this.
Well, let's get to our story,
Stands
man.
For Walter.
Walter? Yeah, yeah. See, that would have tanked his career.
Walter Bell.
Okay.
Look at that name.
Walter wow. Bell.
It's a very nice phone customer service name to have.
Dude, can we agree that if his name, if you went by Walter Bell, Walter Kamau Bell,
yeah,
would he be nearly as successful? And I'd like to think that he's so good that his name wouldn't matter. But just for hypothetical.
Walter.
Because W. Kamau Bell is like so cool.
Yeah, that's like, that's, you know, that's like, he can hang with the Roots. W, you know. That's W right there.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
Walter?
Yeah.
Walter. It's tough. I knew a dog named Walter once.
I got some finance questions.
Right.
I got some
Can you
Walter?
Sing me some acapella.
Right.
Barbershop quartet. Walter.
Can I refinance my home in this market?
Man.
Walter?
Man. Speaking of finances,
mm-hmm.
The vaccine lottery.
Ooh.
Sheesh.
Yeah, you get better and better, man.
Man, listen.
You get better
well, you,
and better.
Listen, man, we age like wine or fine time.
Ooh.
There is a the vaccine lottery that's going on. You want to explain this one to
me? Yeah. So what's going on right now? So, Alan, what you got on the vaccine lottery, man?
You brought the story.
What?
You were like, we should talk about the vaccine lotteries.
Well, in California, which is where we're at, they announced 116.5 million in total prizes are up for grabs in the Vax to Win vaccine initiative program.
Wow. $116 million in total prizes.
I'm just happy this isn't holding up gas stations. That's all I care about. Dude.
So 10 people will be chosen to win a grand prize of $1.5 million apiece during the drawing on June 15th.
Wow. Woo, dude. Oh, those 10 million people better not show their faces.
Ten.
And 30 winners will get $50,000 in prizes.
Wow.
Two Fridays.
Okay, now how many people got vaccinated?
How many people?
Yeah, I think they do
62% of Californians.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
That's high.
Now that's how many people, like I'm trying to get my odds here.
Oh, shit.
Like
okay.
What would be my odds?
So 12 million people still haven't gotten their dose yet.
Okay, so
so your odds are like one in...
Right. If we kill them off, we can keep our... I want someone to like get the shot in and like the magic ticket.
What if it gets down to like 11 people? You killed everyone except for like 11, and then you still didn't...
I killed a million people.
Yeah, a million.
They should do it like the Willy Wonka prize. Who gets the golden?
Yes.
Who gets the golden syringe?
The golden syringe.
The golden syringe.
Yeah, Gavin Newsom's just up there.
Yeah.
The golden syringe.
You know, I wouldn't want to know. Give me the money though. I'll take the money.
Take the money. Okay, what if it's take the money and you have to go to Gavin Newsom's house and then just spend the weekend there?
Oh, dude. Oh.
You know, and he's doing some Willy Wonka shit, but like predatory most likely.
What if the CEO of Pfizer shows up in a purple suit and like, come with me?
Come with me.
It's Martin Shkreli. Raising the price of vaccines for everybody else so they can't get it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Wu-Tang.
Oh, man. Well, man, dude. I mean, they're...
You got to take the money.
Okay, here's the thing. If I'm going to Gavin Newsom's house, do the other winners have to go to at the same, or is this like an individual?
Yeah, it's kind of my gut feeling. It's going to end up like Survivor gets to keep it all kind of situation.
Mm.
So you all have to hunt each other on Gavin Newsom's premises, and he's just watching from his turret.
Wow, the most dangerous game.
The most dangerous game, Jonas.
So this whole thing is just like so winning is ultimately just getting a chance to fight in the
that's
Hunger
it,
Games.
That's it.
And you'd be a big target because you could provide sustenance for the rest of the
right.
And you're wearing a fucking stop sign.
Dude, the first thing I would literally in stop sign font. The first thing I would literally do is like take this jacket off. I would strip naked.
Oh, use it as a distraction.
Absolutely.
Like a bull.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Set up a little scarecrow.
Absolutely. Listen, there's enough fabric to go around. I got enough. Listen, there's a 3X. Yeah. There's enough fabric.
Yeah. So we're going to make a fitted sheet out of that. Right.
I can make a distraction and still keep me warm. Listen.
Yo.
Man, dude.
Oh, my God. You got the babes on the scarecrow.
Would you do it? I mean, would you do it?
I would lose almost immediately. I can guarantee that. I would. The only chance I would have surviving is, like, tongue in cheek. Like, trying to, like, convince them. Like, please don't kill me. I provide social value. Right. Like, there's no one's gonna eat me. No one's gonna. It's just.
I thought you meant tongue in cheek, like you were gonna suck a dick. I was like,
you're thinking of dick in cheek.
That's literally what I thought.
That's the name of the new pig and whistle. The dick in cheek. You're sucking dick, and it's like, wait, Gavin.
Love his voice.
Congratulations.
It's the most dangerous game, baby.
Baby.
His hair perfectly slicked back.
Oh my God.
Golden skin.
Oh, but man, good luck to the people that get that. That's gonna be really awesome.
He also has valerium teeth too. Vibranium teeth.
Vibranium. Oh yeah.
That vibranium. That Captain America teeth.
Yeah, man.
They've already had the 22-year-old in Ohio win $1 million.
She won $1 million?
Yeah. In their Vax-a-million.
22 years old.
Right.
You get $1 million.
Wow.
I'm buying so many PS5s.
At 22?
At 22 version of me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll be buying PS5s.
Just balling out for your friends?
Yeah, you know, probably, yeah, open a soup kitchen.
Mm-hmm. You would stay in Iowa, though? You think you would stay in Iowa?
In 22, I was in Atlanta.
You lived in Atlanta?
Yeah.
You actually lived there?
Well, not like, I went to college there.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Really? What school did you go to?
Emory.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that online? I didn't know. I don't know.
May as well have been.
I don't know if you went all the way to Atlanta to take. I didn't know.
That's where his computer was.
I didn't know.
I had a hotspot at the Pink Rhino.
Oh, man. Wow. So how long were you there for?
Just 2 years.
Damn, you loved it out there?
Yeah, it was great, dude. I would love to go back to Atlanta.
Yeah, dude, I love Atlanta.
Great city.
I love there.
Great, great city. Anyways, yeah, so 22 years old in Ohio. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, let's say you're 22 in Ohio.
Yeah.
I'll probably just pay off parents' house.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
And then...
This is after taxes now. What are you going to do with the money after
That's
taxes?
True. This is probably closer to 500.
Right.
We're talking here. Right. So you got 500?
500 grand.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? That's a holding deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's a holding deal. But and you're on the rocks.
How
so.
Far?
You got like one pilot left and they're going to let you go.
Yeah.
You might actually have to give some of it back.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you got managers that never helped you come out of the woodworks.
Dude, so I mean. 500 grand.
Yeah. 500.
You got managers coming out. I was like, I knew her before the vax.
I knew her before the first shot.
I believed in her before anyone else did. Before any of you losers.
It's Barry Katz.
Trump as an agent.
Trump as an agent.
He does. He actually does.
We're going to get this deal done. dude, but half a mil in Ohio,
mm-hmm.
that takes you a lot further.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Than half a mil in California.
That's a lot of opiate drugs. That's a lot, man.
That is something that...
She could flood the streets. You understand?
With the Wellbutrin.
With that penicillin. That's really what they need.
Oh, my God, man.
So, Man, but the vaccine lottery, not every state is having it, but a lot of states are. Mm-hmm. And the rules vary per state. Mm-hmm. So not all the winners have been released. So there's still more winners to come out in Ohio. There's still more.
Everywhere.
Yeah. I'm scared for, picking a random person in California is the most dangerous thing to do. Randomly picking a person in this state to give $1 million to.
Yeah.
I mean, you're either doing something good or you're about to kill a lot of people. So
it's not. Yeah, you're right. It's not going to go to somebody that deserves it.
Right. Well, they're going to have to regulate it.
Yeah, they should. They should.
First off, by race.
Yeah. The whites can't touch this money.
Sorry, you're out. And that
to be like that, and that's pretty much it. Those are most of the rules.
Yeah, that leaves me and Dr. Dre.
But it's gonna go to some abstract jazz flutist in Silver Lake who lives in a cottage.
I'm scared it's gonna go to a white dude in Bakersfield.
Oh no! Yeah, God,
that's what I'm scared of.
Yeah,
I'm moving back home. Just give this random dude $1 million.
Although a white guy in Bakersfield would probably just spend it at Chick-fil-A.
Run it up, Home Depot, Lowe's.
Yeah,
running up Lowe's. More like Lowe's running people up there.
Lowe's.
You know, Lowe's. But I want to see. Florida's another one. They're not doing a lottery.
No,
they're anti-vax.
Right. That would be. Yeah, they just do regular lottery.
They're killing people down there for wearing a mask.
Oh yeah.
You know, so I don't.
Damn. Killing.
Yeah.
For wearing masks.
Yeah.
They got the anti-vax lottery over there.
If you get pulled, you get killed.
No, winner just gets COVID.
Just get COVID.
Just straight up positive test. That's all it would be.
But I feel fine. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Man, well, you know what doesn't matter anymore either, Jonas?
Talk to me.
Before we get out of here?
Mm-hmm.
The name Karen.
Mm. Wow.
Karen has been plummeting since... Well, for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
Karen's having a boy. But specifically last year, the name Karen is at its lowest rate for childbirths.
Yeah. Like, it's.
How do I say that? Cleaner.
No, it's.
Karen?
It's newborn baby names.
Uh huh.
Karen. So every year they see which days are popular. Mm-hmm. And Karen was actually at an all-time low.
Karen's
in terms of names that were chosen,
low. Right? Names chosen for babies,
right? So I mean, that's, and you know what? That's hard for. First of all, I like to commend white women for not for doing that, not naming them Karens.
Well, I'm sure that was hard. Yeah, you got to understand where the tide is. You know,
yeah.
You hear the word Karen, and it's like a social meme.
Right.
It's a white woman that complains.
Right.
Asks for the manager. It's just kind of a dick.
Right.
That's a Karen.
Right. Also shows we're having a lot of young moms,
right.
too. That's a lot of young moms.
Right.
They
also a decreased name. There are also other moments, cultural moments, where names would go down. One of them being like Katrina.
For right. Katrina. That's right. Yes. Cultural it fluctuates.
Moments. Yeah. And then ISIS.
Mm-hmm. Also Twin Towers.
Also SEAL Team 6. Also, Dick Cheney did it.
Taliban at an all-time low, at an all-time low.
Oh, my God.
Once popular in the 60s, now at a...
It's only number 50.
Dude, I don't know if you guys looked up your names, but I looked up my name, Jonas, as like a baby name.
Mm.
It's consistent.
Yeah.
Really?
It doesn't really go up.
Yeah.
It spiked a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, right around the Jonas Brothers era. It did spike.
Oh. It did spike a little bit. The Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, and then it went back down.
How was that era for you?
Dude, it was great.
Really? It's good news.
It was great, dude. It was my prime.
Wow.
Yeah. It was my prime.
Jonas Eras was your prime.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The Jonas Brothers. The Jonas Brother helped the Jonas Brother.
Hey.
Listen.
Wow.
Listen.
And that's on that.
And that's on
that. And that's on that.
you trying to work on it? you trying to work on making that a thing? You want to make that a shirt?
And that's on that.
iCarly logo.
produced by Joe Jonas. Right. Dude, but yeah, I'm glad the Karens are stepping down. You know?
Yeah. You know, you let it go out. I mean, there's some names that's fell out, you know. Mm-hmm. I haven't met a Meredith in a long time.
Yeah. Well, I know two Merediths.
You do?
Yeah, my personal life. I don't know what the fuck you're laughing about, but it makes me happy. No.
Got Meredith Gauche?
No. What's it? Okay. What's another?
You know, like
Abigail.
Abigail. That's an oldie name.
Oh, it's an old name. Abigail, my cousin's name is Abigail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Abigail,
like,
you think of like a witch era. Like, you know, like Salem witch trials.
Yeah. Coming to the stand to plea her innocence. Miss Abigail Whitley.
Scarlet. Scarlet. Don't even let her speak. They just light her on fire. I'm innocent. Yeah. They're pouring the kerosene.
Oh, my God. Yeah, there's like kerosene business is booming. Good time to be in the kerosene game.
Oh, man, dude.
Kerosene's going to be around forever. Something we got to invest in.
Man, what are
these witch burning trials? You know, like Hartley.
Hartley.
Oh, man.
It's not really a name, I guess.
No, that's a last name.
Last name.
That's a last name.
Yeah. You know.
Let me see. What other names? There's a few.
Agnes.
Been going
Agnes
down,
fell
yeah.
out hard.
Agnes hard, dude.
Would you smash an Agnes?
Absolutely not.
Really? Okay. What if she looked like Ariana Grande? Ooh. Came up to you, put it on her, said her name was Agnes.
Yeah. Like, it is a different story.
Yeah. She said, Agnes. She wants you to say it while you smash it. She ain't gonna say it like that.
I'm Agnes.
Yeah, no. She wants you to say it while you smash it too.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Agnes.
Yeah.
Agnes.
Call me grandma.
Damn, where'd you two meet? Where'd you meet this lady?
Oh my God, dude. Give me that butterscotch, grandma. Take out your dentures.
Better have to pick a whistle.
Oh my God.
Better have to dick and cheek.
Cheek. Let's go. Let's go, man.
Great jalapeno pepper.
Oh man,
that's what she calls her vagina. It's spicy. Spicy. Listen, real quick, we need one more story. We get out of here.
Yeah.
A boyfriend died after jumping into a lake to save his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Just goes to show you, don't be in a relationship. main advice.
This guy in Minnesota, he went for his, you know, his girls have a little trouble.
Mm-hmm.
He thought she needed his help. He jumped in. He drowned. Turns out she didn't need his help, and she swam perfectly fine to the boat.
Oh.
And so by the time she got on the boat, she's like hanging. She's like, where is he? And they're like literally looking at him just falling in the water.
Oh, my God.
And they couldn't find him until like later that night.
Oh, wow.
So it was just kind of a thing, and, you know, it's crazy. Now she's on Tinder, and she's swiping on another person.
Dude, maybe.
That very night.
Yeah, very night.
Different boat, different
Listen,
guy.
Listen, it's sad, but. He needs to be replaced.
Alas, yeah. Man. I mean, survival of the fittest.
Yeah.
Man, do you think he was kind of just waiting there like, she'll come back for me?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing about, you see, someone who did something like that, he has doubts about himself. You know you can't swim. Me, I know I can't swim.
Right.
If I saw my girl out there drowning, listen, I'm going to tell her I love her. That's all I can do.
Yeah, I love you.
That's all I can do. You know, keep your legs. I'm going to give her some advice. Keep your legs moving. Yeah,
yeah. It's like a bicycle.
Yeah. Doggy paddle. Doggy.
You throw out the ring, but you kind of like throw it too far away. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Move your leg.
Oh, this is why you'll be alone forever, Joe.
Yeah. Well.
All your advice is stuff you've heard about in movies, sounds like.
Well. Listen, I just know, first of all, I know my limits. You know you can't swim. Why are you going out to the lake in the first place?
Right.
You should have went to no lake. You That's have true. A picnic. You true. Can't swim. You don't go on a boat. You don't go swimming.
Have
you
a have land picnic.
Right. Mm-hmm. You have picnics. You do land activities.
That's true.
Basketball. Football. Rugby.
What kind of date? So we're just going to play basketball.
Listen.
One-on-one. Football one-on-one.
Well, I can't swim. So this is what we have to do. This is what we have to do if you want to be with me.
Oh, my God. So, it's a literal matter of life and death.
Right. Literally, it's a matter of life and death.
And it was just the two of them, huh?
Just the two of them.
Yeah. Yeah. It could be one of those things where she suggested it and they just met and he doesn't want to be like, no, I can't swim. You know?
Right.
He wants to keep cool.
I'm very upfront. Hey, swimming, I don't do that.
Yeah. Question is, how did she fall out of the boat? We'll be right back.
Wow.
That's the end of our episode. We're going to leave it right there. It's a little serene, like a lake waiting to be drowned in.
I like it.
Yeah.
Thank you for watching Papaya 9 Not News, everybody.
Wow.
Please like and subscribe and stay healthy.
Yeah.
Take some vitamin D.
Please. Please.
And get some vitamin D.
Get your 8 hours of sleep.
Mm-hmm. Drink some water. Eat some vegetables.
Please eat some vegetables.
Please.
Please.
Just eat some vegetables.
Please. Just cut back.
Cut it back just a little bit.
Try some Impossible meat. It's really good.
Yeah, you don't need Carl's Jr. Western thick burgers.
Right.
Tuesday at 1 a.m.?
Right.
What are you doing?
Right. You got that diarrhea, man. Yeah, that burger is going to slide. Car going to slide right through you.
Carl going to slide. Carl's going to slide.
Car going to slide right through you while you sleep.
Your butthole's going to look like that star. Time is done.
Just a brown star.
Hey, and you know what? That's what we are, Jonas.
Yeah.
Alan, we're brown stars.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Don't forget that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's us.
5 brown stars, everybody.
But seriously, thank you.
Absolutely.
Subscribe, like, comment. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Alan.
Whoop, whoop.
Here we go. Papaya 9 Not News with Neil and Jonas. Papaya 9 Not News with Neil and Jonas.